To a few verses from Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1, and just starting again at starting at 16, which we looked at last week, but it helps set the context. Ruth chapter 1, starting at verse 16 on page 255. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I'll die, and there I'll be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived at Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Most of us at some time or another will have faced uncertain situations or situations where we feel uncertain about them. It's part of normal life from time to time. Some people thrive on uncertainty. And as the years go by, I've realized I don't. I like things sorted out and dependable. I like to know what's happening and where I'm going. Life is quite demanding and quite busy enough without a whole lot of things being uncertain. But Naomi and Ruth knew all about facing uncertainty. 10 years after leaving Bethlehem with her husband, Naomi had decided to go back, as we saw last week. And Ruth was committed to going back with her. It couldn't have been an easy decision for either woman. Their situation in Moab wasn't the best, but they'd got used to it, and actually on a day-to-day basis, it was working for them. Nevertheless, they decided not to stay. The journey alone back to Bethlehem would have put most people off. And it would have been a big thing for Ruth. She was leaving behind her family and her friends, everything that had been familiar for the whole of her life, to go to a place where she knew no one apart from her mother-in-law. The courage she showed was noteworthy. Someone else said in chapter 2 and verse 11, later on, she said, "I've been told all about you and what you've done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and your mother and your homeland and came to live with the people you didn't know." Even her contemporaries recognized that what she'd done was really quite impressive. For Naomi, it was different. She was returning to a place she did know. But she'd left it 10 years earlier, and a lot had happened since then. She must have wondered on that journey, what would it be like? How would she cope? How would people have reacted to her? She must have felt those moments of uncertainty about whether she'd made the right decision. But it's clear from the text that both women were sustained in different ways by their faith in the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remarkably, as we saw in verses 16 and 17, Ruth, who'd worshipped other gods from childhood, had come to faith in Naomi's God. "Your God will be my God," said Ruth. Then she said that extraordinary phrase that would only fall from the lips of a believer, "May the Lord do to me and more." She looked at Ruth and had come to share a faith. She looked at Naomi and come to share a faith in Naomi's God. She realized by using the word Yahweh that this God was the one with whom she could have a relationship, the one who'd always make the first move with her, the one who'd taken the initiative with her, unlike the idols with which she'd grown up. She'd been struck by how Naomi's faith had enabled her to remain so steady when everything seemed to be falling apart, to make decisions that she might otherwise have ducked, to think of others when she could so easily have been focused on herself. Again and again, Ruth had seen how Naomi's relationship with God had both inspired her and resourced her. Naomi, meanwhile, was getting to know God even better. It hadn't been easy, as we heard in verses 20 and 21. She'd returned widowless, childless, and impoverished, so different from all that it must have looked like before she'd left Bethlehem. But she discovered El Shaddai, translated here as the Almighty. It describes those characteristics of God that would turn a situation where Naomi felt helpless into one where she'd experience his blessing. A God to whom she could go for protection, and where even when things seemed unfair and uncertain, she could be comforted that at the right time, this Almighty God would vindicate her trust in him. She was clear, amazingly, that she could trust him with her future, even after all she'd gone through. But where does that leave you and me? We're very different people in very different situations. But through the experience of these two remarkable women, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to remind us, first of all, that actually nothing has changed when it comes to God's commitment to us and his involvement with us. Can you imagine Ruth's amazement when she realized that the God of her mother-in-law wanted to engage with her and took the initiative to do so, was one who was available to her, didn't have to have sacrifices made and incense burned and chanting done. The God she'd come to know was there, was committed, was available. Of course, you and I, as Christians, we have a certainty when we're faced with uncertainty because we have a relationship with God that Naomi and Ruth couldn't have imagined possible. And by his Holy Spirit, he's released resources to us that they could hardly have dreamt of. They were so faithful on so little. Like Naomi, we can be those who, by our response to difficult situations, not only make others think about what makes us tick, but draw them to a faith in Jesus. And because of him, we can be completely honest. We can say, "This is a nightmare, Lord." We can say, "This is not how I expected it." We can say, "I don't want it to work out this way." And we can be certain that he's heard and he wants to help, that he understands and he's not going to ignore us. That's what we have in Jesus.